We were only talking on the programme this morning about how, if you're listening to the traffic bulletins, we're back again with, you know, talk of delays and tailbacks and so on some routes. Traffic on the roads has been gradually building up, although obviously it's a lot less than it was on account of coronavirus. So for the latest picture, I've been speaking to Sean O'Neill, Communications Director with Transport Infrastructure Ireland.
Well, overall, Anya, since the restrictions of COVID-19 have happened, there's been an overall reduction of 60 to 70%. Now, since restrictions have begun to lift, there has been an increase. There was an incident last night. There was an incident on the M7, great calendar change, so that did cause delays. But overall, we're still below, about 35-40% below this time last year.
We're still only approaching the end of phase one. Given the fact that we are hearing about some of these delays on our traffic bulletins again, can we expect the traffic jams that nobody's really missed back on our roads soon?
You know, I don't think it's going to happen immediately, but people do need to keep in mind that, you know, with traffic restrictions, everyone's going a bit slower. There's a bit more movement on shorter journey distances. So basically people are hopping off and hopping on again. And behavior isn't great. Let me put it that way. Statistically, some of the incidents and accidents are up considering the traffic levels. So that's, it doesn't correlate well. Mm-hmm. But in general, HGV traffic, economic activity traffic, is back to the normal levels that they were last year. But that's, again, based on a significant reduction from a few months ago now.
And, of course, we've yet to see the impact. We don't know what public transport patterns are going to be like in a time of coronavirus when the economy is more opened up again. So we don't know whether more commuters will be switching off trains and buses into cars.
That's true. And I think one statistic that does help and shows people's behavior is good, actually, is on weekends, the overall traffic reduction is still approximately down 60% on this time last year. So that means people are adhering to restrictions on weekends. So that would correlate to the fact that during weekdays, obviously necessary travel, and since kind of May 18th and people are getting back to job sites and construction sites, there has been an increase, and activity has increased across the network. But to your point, yes, public transport and obviously Transport Infrastructure Ireland, we help and oversee the Luas, and there has been a significant reduction on public transport in the Luas in the range of 80%.
Care to make any predictions for the winter ahead, the patterns we're likely to see?
Well, again, I think predictions, you know, what we can do is we have over 350 centres around the National Road Network, and we offer people daily reports on our website at tii.ie, and that'll give you an idea of where trends are, where people are going, and we also offer sort of a weekly roundup to give people an idea of what the trends are. On the prediction front, I really don't know, and I do think hopefully if we all behave ourselves and we get through this as a country, it'll have a positive result for our economy and for people getting back to meet one another at the end of the year.
Sean O'Neill there, the Communications Director for Transport Infrastructure Ireland.